Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
And the burden that was given to me this morning is very similar to that has been given to your brother Chip.
今天早上主给我的负担与主给 Chip 弟兄的负担非常相似。
But I don't want to give it away yet.
但我现在不想把它先揭露出来。
And it will come a little bit later.
会在慢慢我们讲的时候，大家会看到。
I would like to start out with a few very difficult verses in Matthew.
我先开始，我们一起来读在马太福音一些对我们比较困难的章节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
让我们大家一起翻到马太福音十三章。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
We want to read verse 11 to 14.
我们来读十一节到十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
马太福音十三章十一节。
Jesus answered them, "To you, it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, it has not been granted."For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand.In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive.
门徒近前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言，说：你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
And we see two kinds of people described in these verses.
我们看到这些章节里面讲到两种人。
The first kind of people is those who has, but to him more shall be given.
有一种人是他是有的，但是呢，他不光是有，还要给他，让他有余。
But the other kind of people who does not have,Even what he has shall be taken away from him.
有一种呢是没有的，那这些没有的人连他所有的也要夺去。
And these are difficult verses to understand.
这些是非常难理解的章节。
Now I puzzle over these verses myself.
我而且
我自己也是 puzzle over, 是不是？
我自己也觉得很疑惑。
But I see there's an answer. There's a way to understand these verses.
但是我看到是有一些能帮助我们来理解这些章节。
And the key can be found in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
这个关键就在于撒母耳记下的五章三节。
So let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
所以我们大家一起翻到撒母耳记的第五章。
When you do have time, you can read this story.In Second Samuel chapter 5.
如果你有时间，可以自己再去读在撒母耳记下第五章的故事。
I believe there's something in this story holds the key to understand Matthew chapter 13.
我相信在撒母耳记下第五章这里有让我们来理解马太福音十三章的关键。
We only read a few verses. When you do have time, you can read the whole chapters.
我们今天只来读其中的几处，但是希望你回去有时间来读整章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
So all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them before the Lord at Hebron. Then they anointed David king over Israel.
于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫王。大卫在希伯伦耶和华面前与他们立约，他们就高大卫做以色列的王。
And this is the key.
这就是关键。
This is the key to interpret Matthew chapter 13.
这就是来解释马太福音十三章的关键。
Let's turn to verse 6 and 7.
我们现在再来读第六、第七节。
Now the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will turn you away, thinking David cannot enter here. Nevertheless, David captures the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David.
大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住在那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不赶出瞎子、瘸子，必不能进这地方。心里想，大卫绝不能进去。然而大卫攻取西安的保障，就是大卫的城。
Verse 10.
第十节。
David became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. And when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold.
腓力士人听见人高大卫做以色列王，腓力士众人就上来寻索大卫。大卫听见就下到保障。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
When David inquired of the Lord, he said, You shall not go directly up.Circle around behind them and come at them in front of balsam trees.
大卫求问耶和华，耶和华说，不要一直的上去，要转到他们后头，从桑树对面攻打他们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again to be able to sit around your table this morning.
父啊，我们真的感谢你，因为我们又可以有一次的机会坐在你的桌子面前。
To experience that unchanging love toward us.
我们可以来经历你向着我们这不变的爱。
Oftentimes, we feel that we are so unworthy to receive such a love.
很多时候我们感觉到自己不配来接受这伟大的爱。
But your love is never changing.
但是你的爱还是这样不改变。
And by your grace,We're here today to be gathered with your children.
今天也借着你的恩典，我们弟兄姐妹再聚在这里。
We ask you to humble us before your word.
我们求你让我们在你的话语面前谦卑下来。
Give us the ear that can understand.
给我们一个耳朵可以明白。
Give us an eye that can perceive.
让我们一个眼睛可以晓得。
So we will understand your purpose for us on this earth today.
所以我们可以知道你让我们在这地上的心意。
We once again confess our weakness and inability to speak, to translate, and to hear.
我们也在你面前承认我们是没有这样的能力来讲、来翻译、来听。
Therefore, we pray to you, God help us.
所以我们向你祷告，神你帮助我们。
Have mercy on us.
求你向着我们有怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
In 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 3, that we find that David was anointed king over all Israel.
在撒母耳记下五章三节，我们看到那时候大卫被高做整个以色列地的王。
And this is not only a historical fact.
这不光只是个历史的事实。
This has enormous spiritual significance to all of us today.
这个对我们今天有属灵上非常重要的意义。
Now, there must be one day in our life, in your life, in my life, that Jesus was enthroned in your heart.
在你我在我们大家的心里，总有一天主要在我们的心里被称王做宝座。
In other words, there must be one day that Jesus is sitting on the throne of your heart.
或者我们这样来说，总有一天耶稣要在我们心里的宝座上面来做王。
Yet another way, there must be one day Lord Jesus took full control of your life.
或者说总要有一天主耶稣基督要在你的生命里面来掌控一切。
This is the key to understand Matthew chapter 13.
这个是来理解马太福音十三章的关键。
This is the key differences between those two kinds of people.
这个就是这两种人他们不同的那个关键所在。
It was not easy for Israel to take over Jerusalem.
对于以色列人来讲，来攻打耶路撒冷不是一件容易的事。
They have settled in the promised land for years.
他们在这应许之地已经居住了许多年。
But there is the city Jerusalem.
但是在中间有这样一个城市叫耶路撒冷。
Was still occupied by Jebusites.
那个时候还是耶布斯人在那里面居住。
And not only they lived there, the Jerusalem is a tremendous fortress.
不光他们居住在那里，而且耶路撒冷是一个很强的堡垒，很坚固的堡垒。
And Jebusites lived there just as they have done for ages and ages.
耶布斯人居住在那里是世世代代。
Just like that you purchase a house.
就像你买了一间房。
And you're so excited you purchase a wonderful, beautiful house.
就你当时就非常的兴奋，因为你买了一个很美好的
And after closing, then you finally move in.
然后当你把这个交易完成之后，你就搬进去。
But you found that previous owner still occupied your master bedroom.
但是你发现在你主人卧房里面，原来的主人还住在那里。
And every room, every place is yours. You can live there, you can enjoy, but not the master bedroom.
你每个房间都可以去，都属于你了，但是你这个主人的卧房却还是被他来住。
And it was hardened. You cannot even get in.
而且非常难，你甚至进房间都不可以。
It had a key, and you don't even have the lock. You don't have the key to it.
那个门上有锁，但你却没有钥匙。
Will you live a house like that?
你会住在这样的房子里吗
？Will you tolerate a house that you purchase and you live in that way?
你能够来忍受你买的房子，你却这样住在里面吗
？We are the house of Holy Spirit.
我们就是圣灵的殿。
The Holy Spirit is live in that way all the time.
但是圣灵在我们里面，就像刚才所讲的这样来居住。
He purchased us.
他已经买熟了我们。
Let him move in.
他已经住在我们心里。
Into our heart like a house.
就像在这个房间里面来居住一样。
But he does not own all the rooms.
但是他却不拥有每一个房间。
There are some rooms in the house that is locked.
在这个房子里面还有一些房间是被锁住的。
Brothers and sisters, and that is the central issue at the time of Samuel.
弟兄姐妹们，这个就是当时在撒母耳记下历史的背景。
And this is the central issue of this time as well.
这也是今天我们在这里那个关键的问题。
Is the Lord Jesus enthroned in our life today?
主耶稣是不是今天在我们的生命里面做王？
Is the Lord Jesus in control of our life today?
主耶稣是不是今天掌控我们的生命？
And the answer to this question has enormous significance spiritually in our life.
这个问题的答案对于我们属灵的生活上面有着无数的非常重要的意义。
And this is the gateway to abundant life.
这是一个进入丰盛生命的那个门。
This is the only way to fullness.
这也是达到丰满唯一的路。
And we see the two kinds of people in Matthew.
我们看到在马太福音有两种人。
One kind is the disciples.
有一种人是门徒。
So to you, it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of the heaven.
主说你们已经让你们可以知道天国的奥秘。
And there are other kind.
还有另外一种人。
To them, it has not been granted.
但那些人他们不叫他们知道。
The first kind knows the mystery of the kingdom of the heaven.
第一种人他们知道这个天国的奥秘。
But the second kind does not know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
但第二种人他们不能知道天国的奥秘。
But it gets worse.
而且更差的是。
The first kind, whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance.
对第一种人，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余。
But for second kind, but whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him.
第二种人，凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
Brothers and sisters, you see the huge differences between these two kinds of people.
弟兄姐妹们，你已经看见在这两种人之间何等巨大的差异。
Do we want to be the first kind, or do we rather want to be the second kind?
我们是愿意做第一种人呢，还是说我就做第二种人算了？
And the differences is whether Jesus is enthroned in your life.
这个区别就是主耶稣有没有在你的生命里面做宝座。
Disciple have already accept our Lord Jesus as Lord and their masters.
这些门徒们他们已经接受主来做他们生命的主人。
However, the multitude, they have rejected our Lord Jesus as their Lord and their masters.
但是这些众人他们却拒绝主来做他们的主。
And this is the differences.
这就是其中的区别。
In other words, the Lord Jesus was enthroned in the life of disciples.
或者我们来说，主耶稣是在这些门徒的生命里面做宝座的。
Lord Jesus was not enthroned in the heart of the multitude.
但是主耶稣却没有在众人的这些众人的心里面来做宝座。
So brothers and sisters, is Lord Jesus enthroned in your life today?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天主耶稣有没有在你的心里做宝座？
Do we desire to experience the abundance?In Jesus.
你愿不愿意来经历在基督里的丰富？
What is your answer today?
你今天的答案是什么？回答是什么？
We often understand this conceptually.
我们经常在概念上了解这件事。
But we do worry about the price we had to pay.
但我们所担心的是要付的代价。
And oftentimes we just like Reubenites and Gadites.
有的时候我们就像流变人，像迦得人。
Conceptually, we knew we need to go into the promised land.
在概念上我知道我要进到应许之地。
But in practice, it's good enough for us to stay in the east side of Jordan.
但是在实行上面，我宁愿住在约旦河的东边。
The Lord Jesus is not enthroned in our life.
耶稣没有在我们的生命里面做宝座。
But how can what we already given be taken away?
但是为什么我们所有的我们已经听过的东西会被夺走呢？
Is it that possible that what we had been given will be taken away?
有没有可能我们已经得着的已经有的又被夺去？
And this is how.
这就是怎么发生的。
You will keep on hearing, but will not understand.
你们听是要听见，却不明白。
You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive.
看是要看见，却不晓得。
You know, we keep hearing, we keep hearing, we keep hearing.
我们一直的在听，一直的在听，一直的在听。
But what we heard had never become a reality in our life.
但我们所听见的没有在我们的生命里面成为实际。
Therefore, what we heard is one thing, what we experience in life is quite another.
所以我们听见一回事，在生命里面经历的又是另一回事。
Therefore, we heard it, but our reality in life does not match what we heard.
我们听见，听见，听见。但是在我们的生命里面所经历的跟听见的完全不符合。
We keep on seeing, seeing and seeing.
我们一直的看见，看见，看见。
But what we saw has not changed the way we walk.
但是我们所看见的完全没有改变我们行路的方式。
We like what we hear.
我们喜欢所听到的。
But we never had the strength to put it into practice.
但我们却没有力量把听见的放在我们的操练里。
We like what we see.
我们喜欢所看见的。
But we never had the courage to take action according to what we see.
但却没有勇气按照所看见的把它活出来。
Therefore, our understanding of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is very limited.
所以我们对天国奥秘的理解是非常非常的有限。
We will not perceive.
我们不会晓得。
Even we see and see.
虽然我们看见了，看见了，又看见了。
We will not be able to set our mind on the things.Above.
我们的心思还是不会来思想在天上的事。
We continue to set our mind on things that are on earth.
我们还是来思念这些在地上的事。
Brother and sister, if you live a life like this, it's almost like something has been taken away from you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们是这样生活的话，那我们所有的就会被夺去了。
Because years ago when you heard this word, your heart is moved.
因为很多年前当你刚听到的时候，你的心是被感动的。
But now, after so many times you heard the same word, it doesn't have the same effect anymore.
但你听过这么多次之后，甚至连起初的感动这件事都没有了。
And that has been taken away from you.
这件事情已经被从你身上被夺去了。
You see, and you see.
你看见，看见，又看见。
The first time you saw it, you are enlightened.
当你第一次看见的时候，你真是被光照。
But now you see, and you see.
现在你看见，看见，又看见。
If you see it again, it's just another message.
你再看的话，只不过又是一篇信息而已。
Something indeed has been taken away from you.
因为你里面有件事已经被夺走了。
So, brother and sister, we have to come to the basic now. The question is Lord Jesus enthroned in our lives?
所以今天我们再回到最基本的，主耶稣是不是在你的心里做宝座？
If Jesus Christ,It's not enthroned in our life, then we can hear, we can see, we can hear, we can see, it will not benefit us.
如果主耶稣不在我们的生命里面做宝座的话，我们可以听见，可以看见，再听见，再看见，但是完全没有改变。
Therefore, we want to use 2 Samuel chapter 5 to learn a few lessons about this matter of enthroning Christ in our heart.
所以今天我们用撒母耳记下第五章来看看怎么样让主耶稣在我们心里面做宝座。
We want to see the evidence of enthroning Christ.
我们来看看主耶稣做基督做宝座，它里面有什么样的见证。
What happened to a person if Christ is enthroned in his heart or her heart?
如果在一个人他的心里面主耶稣做了宝座，有什么样的证明可以被看见？
We will also use those evidence to examine ourselves to see if Christ is indeed strong in my heart.
我们也用这些证明来看一看，在我们的心里面主耶稣有没有做宝座。
Do I have this evidence in my life?
在我的生命里面有没有这几件证明？
That would cause me to believe that Christ is enthroned in my heart.
让我可以有一个坚信，主耶稣真的在我心里做了宝座。
We'll see the evidence number one.
我们先看第一件的证明。
In Judges,
在士师记里面
，describe situation of Jerusalem this way.
在那里面这样来描述耶路撒冷的光景。
In Judges 1 verse 21,
是士师记的第一章二十一节。
Said, but the sons of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who live in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites have lived with sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day.
便雅悯人没有赶出住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人。 耶布斯人仍在耶路撒冷与便雅悯人同住，直到今日。
So Jebusites are one of the seven tribes in Canaan.
耶布斯人是在迦南地的七族之一。
And Jerusalem was part of the territory of Benjamin tribe.
而耶路撒冷是分给便雅悯支派的地之一。
And the sons of Benjamin were not able to drive out the Jebusites.
但是便雅悯人却没有赶出住在耶路撒冷的耶布斯人。
Therefore, the city of Jerusalem was occupied by Jebusites until the days of Samuel.
所以当撒母耳记下的时候，这个耶路撒冷还是被耶布斯人在居住。
And Jerusalem perhaps was the last city conquered by Israelites.
也许耶路撒冷是最后一个城市还没有被以色列人征服的。
And Jerusalem was such a fortress.
而且耶路撒冷是一个很坚固的堡垒。
And Jebusites was so confident in the strength of the fortress, they placed the lamb and the blind on the walls to defend the city.
而且耶布斯人对耶路撒冷这么有信心，他们摆一些瘸子、瞎子在城墙上来防守。
They are so confident about the strength of their city, they put a few blind, a few lame on the walls to defend the city.
他们对耶路撒冷这么有信心，他们就放几个瞎子、几个瘸子在上面来防守这个城市。
And they challenged David to take the blind and the lame.
而且他们来挑战，对大卫讲：“你赶出这些瘸子，赶出这些瞎子。”
They thought David and his people would never be able to take the stronghold.
他们觉得大卫跟他的人绝对不可能来攻取这座城。
Brothers and sisters, where are the blind?
弟兄姐妹们，瞎子是什么
？Sorry, what are the lame?
哦，什么是瘸子？
When you keep hearing, when you keep hearing, and you never understand, and you are the lame.
如果你一直的听见、听见、听见，却不明白，那你就是个瘸子。
You never be able to transfer what you're hearing into actions.
你从来不会把所听见的转成你的行动。
The lame can never transfer what he heard into actions.
这些瘸子不能把他们所听见的转成他的行动。
So what are the blind?
那这些瞎子是什么？
You keep seeing, but you never perceive.
就是你看见、看见、看见，却不晓得。
The blind can never perceive, no matter how much is shown to him.
这些瞎子们，他们怎么也不能晓得，不管有多少事情放在他们眼前。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the blind and the lame in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生命里面有没有看见这样的瘸子，这样的瞎子？
If you see the blind, you see the lame, that prove that you have a strong hold in your life.
如果你看见有瞎子，有瘸子，证明在你的生命里面有一个坚强的堡垒。
And it's that strong hold in our life that prevents Christ from being enthroned.
就是这个坚固的堡垒阻止了耶稣基督在我们的心里面做宝座。
And how to take down the stronghold?
怎么样能够来攻取这个保障？
Enthrone Christ in your life.
让基督在你的生命里面做宝座。
So when David was enthroned over Israel and Jerusalem was pulled down.
当大卫被高作以色列王的时候，这座耶路撒冷城就被攻取。
The stronghold they had not been able to take down was taken down right after David was enthroned as king of Israel.
这个坚固的保障被攻取，就是当大卫被高作以色列王之后。
Do we have strongholds in our life?
在我们的生命里面有没有这样的坚固保障？
Strongholds are everything that prevent us from enthroning Christ in our life.
就是有一些保障来阻止基督在我们的心里做王、做宝座。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
What a stronghold looks like.
这个保障看起来像什么？
You remember Peter.
记得彼得吗？
In Acts chapter 10,
在使徒行传第十章
Peter was praying.
那时候彼得在祷告
And all of a sudden, the sky opened up.
啊，突然间天开了
An object like a gray sheet coming down.
这个时候有一个物件降下来，好像一块大布
Lowered by four corners to the ground.
而且是系着四角，是坠在地上
And there were in it all kinds of four-footed animals andand crawling creatures of the earth and the birds of the air.
在里面有地上各样四足的走兽、昆虫，还有天上的飞鸟。
And a voice came to Peter.
然后这时候有个声音对彼得讲
Get up, Peter. Kill and eat.
说起来宰了吃。
And Peter said, Not so, Lord.
但是彼得却说主啊这是不可的
And brother and sister Now these three words are very very interesting
弟兄姐妹们他的这几句话非常有意思
How can you say not so Lord
你怎么能说主啊不可
If it is Lord How can you say not so
如果他是主的话你怎么能跟主讲不可
If it is not soHow can you call him Lord?
如果这件事不可，你怎么能称他是主？
How can we put these three words together? Not so, Lord.
你怎么能把这几个词摆在一起说主啊不可？
Because there is a stronghold in Peter's life.
因为在彼得的生命里面有一个保障。
Whenever there is a stronghold in our life, we will tell the Lord, not so.Lord,
如果在我们生命里面有这样一个保障的话，那我们一定会跟主讲不可。
How many times when the Holy Spirit move and speak in our heart and we responded, not so, Lord.
多少次圣灵对我们讲了一些话，但我们的回应是主啊，这是不可的。
There is a stronghold in our life.
在我们的生命里面就有这样的保障。
And the stronghold in Peter is Peter.
在彼得里面的保障就是彼得。
The stronghold in you is you.
在你里面的保障就是你自己。
We all know Lord's prayer, Thy kingdom come.
我们都知道主教导的祷告，愿你的国降临。
We all know this. We even pray this prayer. Thy kingdom come.
我们都知道这个祷告，而且我们自己也引用这个祷告，愿你的国降临。
But our kingdom must go first.
但是我们的国度必须要先被废掉。
If I, my kingdom, did not go, how thy kingdom come?
如果我里面的国度不被废掉，主的国度怎么能来到
？The stronghold is you.
这个保障就是我们自己。
The stronghold is me.
这个保障就是我。
The only thing that prevents our Lord Jesus being strong in my heart is me.
这个唯一一件阻止基督在我心里做宝座的就是我这个保障。
But we thank the Lord. In 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 3, they enthroned David as king of Israel.
但是感谢神在撒母耳记下第五章第三节这些人他们高大卫做王
And we see the stronghold of Jerusalem was pulled down.
然后我们就看到这个坚固的堡垒耶路撒冷被攻取
The power of stronghold is broken by enthroning of Christ.
这个坚固保障的能力完全被打破就因为大卫做了王
The stronghold manifests itself in many different ways.
其实这个保障在很多方面都可以被彰显出来。
Sometimes it's a very old habit that you cannot get rid of.
也许是你的一个老习惯，你总是改不了的。
Sometimes it's a hidden sin that comes back again and again.
有的时候是一个隐藏的罪。不断不断的再发生。
Sometimes it's a weakness in you that makes you lame.
有的时候是你里面的一个软弱让你成为一个瘸子。
Sometimes it is ignorance in our spirit that makes us blind.
有的时候是我们属灵里面的无知让我们成为一个瞎子。
But when David was enthroned, then stronghold was pulled down.
但是当大卫做宝座的时候，这些堡垒都被攻取。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first evidence of Christ enthroned in someone's heart that stronghold was pulled down.
弟兄姐妹们，这是第一个证明，就是在一个人里面，基督做了宝座，就是他里面的一个保障被攻取了。
Do you still have stronghold in your heart?
在你的心里面还有没有这样的保障？
Let's enthrone Christ in our heart.
我们来让基督在心里面做宝座。
Now it's the only way that this stronghold can be pulled down.
这是唯一这个保障能被攻取的道路。
Evidence number two.
证明的第二。
Verse 10.
第十节。
David became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
So this is evidence number two of someone enthroning Christ in his or her heart.
这就是如果有一个人他让基督在他心里面做宝座的话，这就是证明第二件。
Christ increase in him, and I decrease in him.
就是基督在他里面兴盛，他自己衰微。
When David was king, very quickly, he became greater and greater.
当大卫做王之后，非常明显的，他日渐强盛。
Just like the angel, when the angel told Mary about Jesus, the angel said that Jesus will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never have an end.
就像天使当时把耶稣启示出来的时候说，他要在雅各家来做王，他的国度没有穷尽。
When Christ is enthroned in our heart, his reign is ever growing.
如果耶稣在我们心里面做宝座，他的掌权是一直在强盛的。
And maybe initially Christ reigned in one aspect of your life.
也许开始的时候，他只在你生命里面的一方面来做王。
But then you find that he wants to reign over in all aspects of your life.
但是慢慢的你会发现，他要在你的生命每一个环节都来做王。
As long as Christ is continually enthroned in you,
只要耶稣持续的在你的里面做宝座的话
，His reign over you will be ever increasing.
他在你里面的掌权就会日渐强盛。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
在罗马书十章第九节。
He said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
如果你口里认耶稣为主。
Brother and sister, when you and I were saved that day.
弟兄姐妹们，还记得那一天你我得救的时候。
We confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord.
我们口里认耶稣为主。
In other words, we enthroned Christ in our heart as we were saved.
或者换一句话说，在我们得救的时候，我们已经认基督在我们里面来做宝座。
So therefore, when we first save, our spiritual grow very rapidly.
所以当我们刚得救的时候，属灵的生命增长非常的快。
But then something happened.
但是有一些事发生了。
And we enthroned ourselves again.
我们又让自己来做宝座了。
The moment that Christ ceases to be the king of our life, we will experience a spiritual stagnation.
从哪一个时刻开始，如果基督不再做宝座的话，那我们里面属灵的增长就停滞了。
This stagnation will continue until we enthrone Christ again.
这个停顿一直等到我们再让基督做宝座为止。
The question is Christ enthroned in your heart today?
今天的问题就是，基督有没有在你里面做宝座
？Have you experienced spiritual stagnations in recent months, in recent years?
在最近的年月里面，你有没有属灵的停顿
？When you are stagnant spiritually, you can still serve outwardly.
如果你里面属灵停顿了，在外面你还可以服侍。
But in reality, you are useless to the Lord.
但是在实际里面，在主里面，你一点用处都没有。
You will not bear fruit in your services.
在你的服侍里面没有果效。
Sometimes we experience stagnation because Christ wants to reign in other parts of our life and we resist.
有的时候我们属灵停顿，因为当主要在我们生命里的某一个方面做主的时候，我们不让他，我们拒绝他。
Lord wants all of us to yield our professional life to him as well.
主是让我们把我们的专业来降服在他里面。
To yield our careers to him as well.
让我们把我们的职业降服在他里面。
But we often resist.
但我们经常拒绝。
Remember the saying.If the Lord is not the Lord of all, then He is not the Lord at all.
大家记得这句话，如果主不是所有的主，那主就不是主。
So this is evidence number two. Christ increases and I decreases.
所以第二个证明就是基督在我里面兴盛，我衰微。
If we do not see this evidence in our life,That means Christ is not enthroned in our life.
如果在我们的生命里面没有观察到这个证明，那证明基督在我们里面没有做宝座。
Evidence number three.
第三个证明。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
When the Philistine heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistine went up to seek out David. And when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold.
腓力士人听见人高大卫做以色列王，腓力士众人就上来寻索大卫，大卫听见就下到宝帐。
This happens every time.
这是每一次这样都会发生的。
If Christ is enthroned someplace, then enemy will attack that place immediately.
不管基督在哪个地方做了宝座，仇敌一定马上攻击那个地方。
If you enthrone Christ in your life, you ought to prepare for a spiritual battle right away.
如果你在生命里面要让基督做宝座的话，你要预备好，因为马上会进入属灵的征战。
18. Now the Philistine came and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. David, go ahead.
第十八节，腓力士人来了，布散在利伐因谷。
And Philistine knew what they after.
这些腓力士人他们知道要来攻击什么。
They were after the stronghold.
他们是来攻击这个宝帐。
They were after Jerusalem.
他们是来攻击耶路撒冷。
They did nothing before.
在之前他们什么都没做。
But the moment David was enthroned as king, Philistine came.
但是当那一刻大卫做王的时候，马上腓力士人来攻击。
But David defeated Philistine overwhelmingly. The Philistine abandoned even their idols.
但是那一次大卫完全的得胜，甚至腓力士人把他们自己的偶像都撇在那里。
But the Philistine persist. They came back again in verse 22.
但是这些腓力士人他们非常的顽固，他们再来攻击。
If you enthrone Christ in your life, you will experience spiritual battles.
如果你让基督做宝座，你一定经历属灵征战。
But at the same time, you experience the victory as well.
但同时你也会经历得胜。
We see this in the book of Acts.
我们在使徒行传也看到这件事。
Right after Pentecost.
当五旬节之后。
And Christ was the Lord of the church.
那个时候基督是教会的主。
And those believers were all in one heart, in one spirit.
那些信的人都是一心一意的。
And none of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own.
没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的。
But all things were common property to them.
都是大家来公用。
In other words, nobody sitting on the throne of His or her own heart.
或者换句话说，没有一个人是让自己坐在宝座上。
And Christ was enthroned among them.
因为基督在他们中间坐宝座。
have absolute authority over them.
对他们来讲，基督有绝对的权柄。
And they were who were owners of the land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet.
那些有田产房屋的，把他们都卖了。而且把所卖的价银都拿来放在使徒的脚前。
Such a glorious time that Lord Jesus was enthroned among the people.
是何等荣耀的一个时候，我们看到在众人之间，基督是坐宝座的。
Immediately, enemy attacked them.
马上仇敌就来攻击他们。
Ananias came.
亚拿尼亚就进到这件事。
Not only tried to lie to apostle.He tried to lie to God.
不光他对着使徒撒谎，而且对着神来撒谎。
Because Christ was enthroned.
因为基督在那里坐宝座。
Therefore, sin must attack that.
所以罪恶一定要来攻击。
Fill the heart of Ananias.
所以就充满了亚拿尼亚的心。
He sold a piece of the property and kept back.Some of the price for himself and bring a portion of it. He laid it at apostles' feet.
他也把他的田产卖掉，他拿来价银，但是却把价银私自留了几分，把剩下的拿到使徒面前。
In other words, the Lord was not enthroned in the heart of Ananias.
换句话说，在亚拿尼亚的心里面，基督没有坐宝座。
The scheme of the enemy is to fill the house of the Lord with Ananias.
所以仇敌的诡计就是今天要在教会里面充满了亚拿尼亚这样的人。
Then he will win.
这个时候仇敌就来坐宝座，他要来掌权。
That's all it takes.For Satan to win is to fill the house of the Lord with Ananias.
仇敌怎么得胜呢？他就是把神的家在教会里面充满了亚拿尼亚这样的人。
Who keep a portion for himself.
就是私自留下几分是为自己的。
And you look at chapter 6.
然后我们看到使徒行传第六章。
After the appoint the Stephen and six other brothers,To serve table.
那个时候，斯提凡跟另外的六个弟兄一起来管理饭食。
The word of the Lord kept growing.
那个时候，神的话在那里被传开。
And the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷门徒的数目是极大的增长。
And Stephen was full of the grace and power.
这个时候，斯提凡也蛮有恩惠，蛮有能力。
And did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people.
甚至在众人之间，他也行了许多的神迹。
Again, we saw Christ was enthroned among the people.
这个时候就是在众人之间我们看到基督坐宝座了。
Immediately in chapter 7, we saw persecutions.
马上在第七章就有一个逼迫。
Stephen was stoned to death.
那时候斯提凡被人用石头打死。
Great persecution began in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷开始了大逼迫。
The spiritual battle start immediately.
马上属灵的征战就开始。
Just like the Philistines, the battle came back again and again.
就像腓力士人当时，他们不停地来攻击。
If you do not have battle spiritually, then you have not crowned our Lord Jesus as your king.
如果在你属灵的生命里面没有征战的话，那基督还没有在你里面坐宝座。
If we do not crown Christ as our King, then we would spend the rest of our life to battle with ourselves.
如果我们还没有冠基督为王的话，在我们的生命里面只不过是我们在自己里面征战而已。
Instead of battle with Satan,We battle with ourselves.
那个时候我们是自己与自己征战，不是与撒旦来征战。
If you do not enthrone Christ in your heart, You cannot do spiritual battle for Christ.
如果你不让基督在你心里面做宝座，你不能为基督来做属灵的征战。
This is evidence number three.
这个是第三个证明。
If you have enthroned Christ in your heart, then you are a soldier in the spiritual battlefield.
如果你在你的心里让基督做宝座的话，那你就是在属灵的征战里面的战士。
Evidence number four.
第四个证明。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hands?
大卫求问耶和华说，我可以上去攻打腓利士人吗？ 你将他们交在我手里吗？
You know, David was a very experienced fighter all his life.
大卫在他一生之中是一个非常有经验的战士。
He actually defeated the Philistine before when he was a kid.
甚至在他是一个小孩子的时候，他就打败过腓利士人。
So he has no fear for Philistines.
所以对腓利士人他完全没有惧怕。
He was a little kid. He defeated the Philistines.
他只是一个少年而已，他已经打败过腓利士人。
And now he was king of Israel.
现在他已经做了以色列的王了。
He had armies and soldiers.
他已经有了自己的军队，有了战士。
He had no fear for the Palestine.
而且他从来没有惧怕过腓利士人。
He knew how to defeat the Philistine.
他知道该怎么样打败他们。
And yet David came to the Lord and said, Should I go up against the Philistines?
但大卫却来求问耶和华说，我可以上去攻打腓利士人吗？
Christ is enthroned in his life.
在他的生命里面，基督是做宝座的。
Then this is his specialty.
这就是他特别的地方。
This is his strength.
这就是他力量的源泉。
This is the thing he knows how to do.
这就是他所知道该怎样来对付。
Yet he come to the Lord and said, Shall I go up against the Philistine?
但是在至终的时候，他还是来求问，我可以上去攻打。
Will you give them into my hand?
你会把他们交在我手里吗？
That means David knew this battle belonged to the Lord.
或者换句话说，大卫知道这个征战是属于耶和华的。
If the Lord wants to give this battle to David, it will be given to David.
如果耶和华让这场征战临到大卫，那大卫就可以打这场仗。
If the Lord wants to give this battle to Philistines, it will be given to Philistines.
如果耶和华要让腓利士人得胜，那一定是腓利士人得胜。
It's not about David.
这不关乎大卫怎么样。
It's not about his army.
也不关乎他的军队如何。
It's about the Lord.
是关乎耶和华。
Lord is sitting on the throne of David's heart.
耶和华是在大卫心里面做宝座的。
This is the evidence of someone enthroned in Christ in his heart.
这就是一个人，他如果让基督在他心里面做宝座的证明之四。
And the Lord answered David.
那个时候，耶和华就回答大卫。
And he defeated the Philistines overwhelmingly.
而且他那一次是大大的得胜了腓利士人。
Even captured their idols.
甚至夺取了他们那些偶像。
They fled, don't even have time to pick up their idols.
当这些敌人他们撤退的时候，甚至来不及把他们的偶像带着一起走。
Such a glorious experience.
何等荣耀的一个经历呢？
But then the Philistine came back again in verse 22.
所以在第二，但是22节，腓利士人又上来。
Verse 22. Now the Philistines came up once again.
第22节说，腓利士人又上来。
So what will you do the second time?
第二次你会怎么样呢？
I already asked the Lord first time.
我第一次已经求问过耶和华。
The first time, Lord has answered my prayer.
第一次耶和华已经回答了我的祷告。
And I defeated the Philistine overwhelmingly.
而且我是大大的得胜。Now
the Philistine came again.
现在腓利士人又来了。What
will you do?
你会怎么样？
This is what David did.
对，大卫当时是这么做的。
He asked the Lord again.
他再来求问耶和华。
This Philistine came to the same place like last time.
这些腓利士人他们是来到跟上次一样的地方。
And David came to the Lord just like last time.
大卫也像上次一样来求问耶和华。
And the answer was different this time.
但这一次的回答却不一样。
And the Lord said, No, you shall not go directly up.
耶和华说不要一直的上去。
And you circle around behind them.
要转到他们后头。
And come at them in front of balsam trees.
从桑林对面攻击他们。
Exact same conditions.
是同样的一个处境。
But the Lord gave different instructions.
但是耶和华所给的指示却不一样。
This is what David did.
这就是大卫当时所做的。
Every battle belonged to the Lord Jesus.
每一个征战都属乎主耶稣。
And our experience doesn't really count.
我们过往的经历其实不算数。
And David had to come to the Lord again for the second time.
所以大卫他第二次还是要来求问耶和华。
And the strategy used yesterday does not reply today.
我们以往用过的那些策略今天不能再来重复使用。
And the fight was not his.
因为这个征战不是属于他的。
And he did not rely on his strength and experience.
所以大卫没有依靠他自己的力量跟他的经历跟经验。
He simply inquired of the Lord each time.
他每一次都来求问耶和华。
In David's prayer,
在大卫的祷告里面
He enthroned our Lord in his heart again and again.
他让主在他的心里面一次一次的做宝座。
If we do so like David,
如果我们像大卫当初一样的话
we will experience the spiritual victories.
我们一定会经历属灵里面的得胜。
But brothers and sisters, unfortunately, often we take the battle into our own hands.
很不幸的弟兄姐妹们，很多时候我们把这个征战抓在自己的手里。
We do that all the time.
我们一直都是这样的。
Instead of inquire of the Lord, we take the battle into our own hands.
我们没有来求问主，反而把这场征战抓在自己手里。
Whether the battle is in our home, or the battle is our personal life, or in our workplace, we often take the battle into our own hands.
不管是在家庭里面的征战，在我们个人身上的征战，在工作的地方里面的征战，我们都是把它抓在自己手里。
If we do so, we are no match to the enemy.
如果我们这样做的话，在仇敌面前我们不可能抵挡。
We will be defeated overwhelmingly.
我们一定要是被打败，而且是大大的被打败。
If we enthrone our Lord Jesus in every battle in front of us, He will bring us into victories.
如果我们每一次征战之前，让耶稣在我们心里面做宝座的话，他会带我们进到得胜里面。
This is evidence number four.
所以这是第四个证明。
Brothers and sisters,The fact of the matter is who is sitting on the throne in your heart.
弟兄姐妹们，在刚才所讲的里面，唯一的一个真实的事情就是，主耶稣基督在我们的心里有没有做宝座。
There is a throne in our heart.
在我们的心里都有一个宝座。
Who is sitting there today?
但今天是谁坐在上面？
Are you sitting there today?
你是不是今天坐在上面？
Is your spouse sitting there today?
是不是你的配偶坐在上面？
Is your child sitting there today?
是不是你的儿女坐在上面？
Is your job sitting there today?
是不是你的工作坐在上面？
Is your money and is the concern of the money sitting there today?
是你的钱财或者对钱财的思虑坐在上面吗？
What is sitting?On the throne of your heart.
在你的心里面谁坐在宝座上面？
That is essential questions today.
这是今天最基本的问题。
And that is the key to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
这就是撒母耳记下第五章的关键。
This is the key to understand Matthew chapter 13.
这就是来了解 马太福音第十三章的关键。
Do you still have strongholds in your life?
在你的生命里面还有没有那坚固的保障？
Do you still have an old habit that you cannot get rid of?
你还有没有一个旧的习惯你怎么也改不了？
Do you still have a hidden thing that you cannot be free from?
你还有没有一个隐藏的罪你总是不能从那个捆绑里面脱离？
Do you have anything that prevents Christ from enthroned in your life?
还有没有这样的一件事来阻止基督在你的里面做宝座？
Don't deal with the stronghold with your own strength.
不要用你自己的力量想着来攻取这个保障。
Don't rely on other brothers and sisters to deal with your stronghold.
也不要来依靠其他的弟兄姐妹们来攻取这个保障。
The only way to deal with the stronghold is to enthrone Christ Jesus in your heart.
唯有一个办法就是让基督在你的心里面做宝座。
All the strongholds will be pulled down immediately.
每一个保障马上就要被攻取。
Is your spiritual life stagnated today?
你今天的属灵生命是不是已经停滞了？
Are you still growing spiritually?
你在属灵里面还有没有继续的长大？
If you are not growing spiritually today, then Christ is not enthroned in your life.
如果没有的话，那在你的生命里面，基督没有坐宝座。
If you are not growing spiritually today, then something else is sitting on the throne of your life.
如果你的属灵生命没有增长的话，那还有其他的东西在你的心里面坐宝座。
Maybe you don't care about that. I have been saved.
也许你说我不在乎，我已经得救了。
The salvation will never be taken away.
没错，这个救恩不会被夺去。
And I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied that my spiritual life. I'm satisfied that I have eternal life.
如果我们说我已经满足了，我属灵的生命很好了，我已经满足，我得着救恩了。
I don't care about being stagnated.
我也不在乎我是不是在这里停顿了。
But brothers and sisters, I need to tell you this.
但弟兄姐妹们，我要告诉你。
You can have a saved soul.
你会有一个得救的魂。
But you will have a wasted life.
但你却有一个被浪费的生命。
Do you really want to waste your life on this earth?
你愿意在这个地上来浪费你的生命吗？
Yes, our soul is saved.
没错，我们的魂已经得救了。
Nothing can take that away.
没有任何的东西可以夺去。
But the Lord has a purpose for us while we live on this earth.
但是主对于我们在这地上是有一个旨意的。
Do you want to see the Lord and tell him that you have wasted every day in your life?
你愿意见到主跟他讲，你给我在地上的每一天我都浪费掉了吗？
Do you want to see the Lord that way?
你愿意这样来见主吗？
If you don't,
如果你不愿意的话，
we must deal with stagnation of our spiritual life.
我们必须对属灵生命里面的停滞来面对它，
and 来对付它。 We must enthrone Christ again.In our life.
我们必须再让基督在我们的生命里面做宝座。
Are you engaged in spiritual battles at all?
你有没有甚至进入到这个属灵的征战？
We are called to fight the good fight.
我们被呼召是来打这美好的仗。
Will you be able to say that I have fought the good fight?
你能够说我已那美好的仗我已经打过了吗？
Are you fighting a good fight?
你甚至有没有在打这个美好的仗？
No, fighting with yourself, what fighting with sins are not good fights.
如果你还是在跟自己征战，还是在罪里面打转，那这不是一个美好的仗。
We must enthrone the Lord Jesus in order to fight the good fight.
我们必须让基督来做宝座，才能打这美好的仗。
To fight the Philistines.
来攻击腓利士人。
If we are not engaged in spiritual battle today,
我们如果甚至还没有进入到属灵的征战里面，
we have not enthroned Christ in our life.
那我们生命里面基督还没有坐宝座。
Brother and sister, are you a person of prayer?
弟兄姐妹们，你是不是一个祷告的人？
Do you confess that in you there is no goodness?
你有没有向神来承认，在我里面毫无良善？
Brother and sister, we deal with a lot of conflict, even in our home.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天面对许多的冲突，就在每个人家里开始。
Why do we have that many conflicts at home?
为什么我们在家里有这么多的冲突？
Because we see no goodness in our spouse.
因为我们看到在配偶的里面毫无良善。
And we did not see that there's goodness, no goodness in my heart.
但我们却没有看到在我里面毫无良善。
If we indeed realize that there's no goodness in my heart, then there's no other way but come to the Lord and pray.
如果我们知道在我们心里面毫无良善，我们只有一个可能，就是来到主面前向他来呼求。
Brother and sister, we must realize this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要明白这件事。
There is no goodness in us.
在我们里面毫无良善。
Therefore, we cannot deal with this stronghold ourselves.
所以我们不可能自己来攻取这个保障。
We must confess before the Lord that there is no goodness in me.
我们必须在神面前来认，在我里面毫无良善。
Then we will become a person of prayer.
这个时候我们就成为一个真正祷告的人。
If we don't pray because we still believe there's some goodness in my heart.
如果我不祷告，证明我还相信在我里面还有良善的。
There's still something that I can do myself.
还有一些事是我可以有能力做的。
There is still something I can resolve with my strength and intelligence.
有的时候我还有一些事情我可以用我的力量，用我的智慧来解决。
And we must come to realization one day there is no goodness in me.
总有一天我们要明白这件事情，在我里面毫无良善。
And this battle does not belong to me.
这个征战不是属于我的。
It belongs to the Lord.
是属乎主的。
Therefore, then we will come to the Lord for every battle.
这个时候每一次征战我们都会来到主面前。
Whether it's big or it's small or it's tiny,
不管这件事是大事或者是微小的事。
I know there's no goodness in me.
我知道在我里面毫无良善。
Therefore, I have to come to the Lord.
所以我必须要来到主面前。
To enthrone Jesus Christ in every battle.
让耶稣基督在每一个征战里面都做宝座。
Enthrone the Lord Jesus as King means it is no longer I, but Christ.
让耶稣基督做宝座来做王，意思就是说，现在不是我，不再是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We know this verse by heart.
我们心里面都记住了这句话。
We pray this verse often.
而且我们用这个章节来祷告。
But we must enthrone Christ in our heart in order for this verse to become a reality.
但我们必须在心里面让基督做宝座，才可以让这个章节成为一个真正的事实。
Brothers and sisters, and it's a very serious matter.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
No one wants to hear and do not understand.
没有人愿意听见却不明白。
No one wants to see and could not perceive.
没有人愿意看见却不晓得。
And the key is this, who is sitting on the throne of your heart?
所以关键就是谁在你心里做宝座。
That is all enthrone our Lord Jesus in our hearts today.
让我们今天一起来让基督在我们心里做宝座。
Let's enthrone our Lord Jesus into our heart now.
让我们现在就在心里面冠他为王。
Then you say, what about tomorrow?
那你会说明天怎么样？
Tomorrow when you get up, enthrone our Lord Jesus in your heart for tomorrow.
在明天我们早上起来的时候，我们再让主耶稣基督在心里面做宝座。
We do this every single day.
我们每天都要如此。
We do this when every battle comes our way.
我们每一次当征战来到都如此行。
We enthrone our Lord Jesus in our heart.
在我们的心里让主耶稣做宝座。
This is the way.
这就是那条道路。
Do you want to say to the Lord, have thine own way?
我们愿不愿意向主说，照着你的意思。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Fathers, we thank you for again giving us this precious time.
亲爱的天父，我们真的是感谢你再给我们这样宝贵的时间。
We want to come before you and confess together that there is no goodness in us.
我们愿意一起在你面前来认，在我们里面毫无良善。
We would want to come to you, say, Lord, we have taken this battle into our own hands for too long.
我们要在你面前说，主啊，我们经常把这些征战抓在自己的手里，太久太久。
Therefore, this morning, we want to come to you now.
所以今天早上我们愿意来到你面前。
Not only individually, but corporately.
不光个人，我们团体的一起。
And confess the battle belongs to you.
我们要在这里来宣扬，这个征战是属乎你的。
We have no way to win.
我们没有自己的路可以来得胜。
The way belongs to you.
这条路是属乎你的。
Therefore, we commit every single battle in front of us into your hand.
所以我们现在把每一个征战在我们面前的都交在你手里。
Brother, sister, may have many different battles going on right now.
弟兄姐妹们，我们面前今天有许多不同的征战。
But we come to you, Lord.
但是我们来到主你的面前。
Ask for your mercy and grace.
来祈求你的怜悯跟你的恩典。
And to reveal to our heart.
求你向着我们的心来启示。
The only way to the victory is to enthrone you.
唯一一条得胜的道路就是让你做宝座。
We pray that every single brother and sister here and now.
我们现在为每一个在这里的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Will respond and enthrone you in their heart.
让我们都可以来回应，让你在我们的心里面做宝座。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。